I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Many parents teach their infants a few simple hand signs or baby gestures to encourage communication before babies are able to speak. Dr. Michelle Macias is here to talk about baby signing. Dr. Macias is a professor of pediatrics in the Division of Developmental Behavioral Pediatrics at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Macias, from your perspective, what are the benefits of babies learning a few simple hand signs or gestures?
I think there can be few things as frustrating for a parent as not knowing what their baby wants or needs. And babies understand words well before they can talk. And gestures are really, truly a central part of human communication in general. So before babies are able to use actual words to communicate, learning these signs can help them communicate what they want and what they need.
What tips can you offer to parents to keep in mind about teaching baby signs?
Basically, just keep it simple. Babies are just learning to use their hands and fingers accurately, and it's not really till about a year of age that they can even isolate their finger to point to something. So it's not until around this time they would be able to make a predictable hand shape that would be needed to make the sign. Also, signing should be interactive. So parents or caregivers should work on them while they're reading to the baby or feeding the baby or bathing. And this will help the baby have contextual support for the sign so the baby can connect what the sign is to what the sign means.
And what types of signs make the most sense for the baby to learn? What are they trying to communicate simply?
The signs that you're going to teach the baby are signs that help them communicate what they need or want. So, for instance, you can have a word like milk, and all the baby has to do is clench and unclench their fist, and the baby can communicate that milk is what they want. Other easy signs, more is a very common one that you'll see babies use, and that's just tapping your fingertips together twice. Or drink, which is making a C shape like a cup and bringing it up to your mouth. Or eat, which is really just like putting food in your mouth.
Does baby signing in any way impact the child's speech and language development?
Baby signing has the potential to impact speech and language development in a positive way. Nonverbal communication, which gestures and signs are, can absolutely be a catalyst for using spoken words, so that using the signs can help young children understand the value of communication.
Does teaching babies to sign lead to smarter babies or more advanced babies?
And no. Some early studies suggested that signing was associated with higher literacy when kids went to school, but these findings really have not borne out, especially when socioeconomic status is controlled for. So I would say baby signing can be fun and engaging, and so is absolutely worthwhile for that reason. But its promotion as an avenue to advanced language or literacy has little research support.
Dr. Macias, thanks for this information about baby signing.
Thank you, Bobby. My pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.